We're rolling.
We're rolling. Well, let me count it down then.
Rolling.
5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast where we talk about Fresno politics, pop culture, entertainment,
life.
With me, and me being Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee, I have Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hello, hello.
The Fresno podcast guru, and so happy to have him in the studio tonight for this great show.
Wow, I'm happy to be here.
So tonight, this is a special.
Especial.
Yes, the especial.
Yes.
Flowing with Famous. Where we talk, it's that time of year again.
It's that time of year.
So there are, for those who don't know, me and Mike work together on several projects, including Flowing with Famous, this podcast. Actually, it's just two. It's this podcast and then the Fresno Urban Sound Experience, or Fuse Fest.
Right.
Which is a locals-only music festival that's been happening in Fresno for seven years.
7 years, yo.
Wow. And it's happening again coming up September 26th and 27th, and that's in downtown Fresno. So, as we do every year, and just this, about every year, huh?
Yeah, and this is what kept Flowing with Famous
alive, huh?
Heart beating.
That's true.
Because there was...
Because every year we would at least have to...
Those that don't know, every once in a while I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
Flowing with Famous, Fresno's first podcast.
Fresno's first podcast.
Wasn't us that started, no. But this was Fresno's first podcast.
We stole it.
We stole it from Jerem and Mike and Reed. And there was a little bit of time period where it was on hiatus.
It was sketchy for a while.
It was pretty sketchy.
Whether or not we would ever do it again.
The thing that was the solid thing was the... Fuse Fest.
Every year
episode.
We would do a Fuse Fest.
We at least got that out. For there was like 2 years where it was really sketchy.
That was the only thing we got out.
Yeah.
We would at least get together twice a year to talk about Fuse Fest.
So there was that huge gap. So those of you ever see that, like, how is Flowing with Famous the first podcast when they're on episode 36?
Right.
Actually, it's probably like episode 236. Okay.
Possibly.
But we lost, like,
you would have to go into the archives and it would get crazy.
Reed might be able to give a better guesstimate, but that's you know,
that's where
that. So thanks to the Fuse Fest for keeping Flowing with Famous alive.
There
really.
You go. So all of our fans can thank well, and here's the thing. Fuse Fest is it's one of those things, you know, people always talk about labors of love.
Yeah.
You know, you ask people about, like, oh, what do you do this for? Oh, it's a real labor of love.
Mm-hmm. This is a perfect example.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this today, and I almost was like, no, I don't even like Fuse Fest half the time. but no, it really is, it's a labor of love. For those who don't know... you want to?
What's
should we,
the fuse? What is the Fuse Fest?
So the Fuse Fest is a music festival. It's a local only music festival that happens in Fresno every year. It's not your typical music festival, and what I mean by that is, like, we don't go out to Kearney Park or something or wherever and set up a bunch of stages and have bands play. Instead, we choose to have bands play in existing venues, you know, so venues that are, every other weekend, you're going to see live music there. You're going to see live music there for the Fuse weekend. We don't have headliners, so every band that plays the Fuse gets the equal amount of time. They get 30 minutes.
Right.
It's just what it is. They all get paid the same amount of money, which is the ticket sales at the end of the thing. Get divvied up, and however many bands that we have, there it goes.
Everybody, you
might get a couple extra bucks if you're traveling from out of town, because Sometimes we get those out-of-town people who maybe are Fresno expats.
Right.
You know, living out of town.
Fresno natives.
Fresno natives that have some Fresno tie, because that's always been our thing, right?
We don't have that this year, but yeah. You got to have a
Fresno tie. You don't necessarily have to be a Fresno band, but
right.
You have to have some kind of Fresno tie. And so it's a weird festival.
It's, yeah, you know? It's a challenge, like... You wouldn't be smart to start it.
Right. From yes.
Let's get people to come downtown.
Right.
There's a huge
number one
huge thing
strike
right
against
there.
You. Nah.
Let's get people to come out for local bands.
Local music playing original songs.
Playing original songs.
Number
All right?
two.
There's
right.
another
strike
another
two.
Hurdle.
Right.
And let's no covers.
No right. Right.
It's just all locals downtown.
And then let's not have a headliner, so let's have
a headliner. No headliner, no, like, big name to right. latch on to, like, you have to come see this band, and then mm-hmm. other bands will be playing. It's everybody's the same, and which that really has worked for right. us, to me. It's just made it easier
right.
for everybody.
No, I mean, I think from a, business standpoint, if we were setting this out and doing up a business plan to get some funding, let's say, mm-hmm. from someone, they would probably laugh at us.
Oh, yeah.
But I think from the standpoint of what we're kind of the idea of it, you know, and this is the do-it-yourself punk rocker in me, it's awesome, you know? It's like a community thing where we have all these bands come and play and everyone's sharing the spoils at the end, mm-hmm. you know, and we're getting, you know, people into these venues that are doing stuff all the time anyway. And so it's a way, in my mind, it's a way to say thanks to the people who are doing stuff all the time anyway, you know, all
exactly.
the time anyway. And, you know, obviously, you know, it presents challenges. We're downtown. That's mm-hmm. a challenge in itself. I don't think there's been... 1 year where we haven't had where we've had the same venue from year to year because
right.
things were in flux. If you're going to have stuff downtown and you're going to be where the hot spot of downtown is, that changes. From year one to year two, it was like night and day. From mm-hmm. year two to year three, again, year three. So finally, we're beginning to see a little bit of stability come into play, but it's still...
Downtown's still always a challenge.
It's in flux,
and,
you know.
The only thing that's been constant is Tokyo.
Tokyo Garden has been
the one single venue that's been there since year one,
right? And has been in every festival, and which is awesome. And that will never change. I think mm-hmm. as long as we do this festival, we will have Tokyo Garden.
Yep.
If they can't do it on the night that we choose, we'll switch.
we'll switch to what Tokyo says.
We'll find, because to me, that's sort of the heart of the whole thing, you know, is this venue, and this is how it started. We wanted to have the normal sort of music festival that people expect, right, where you close off a street and you put a stage and you bring in all these bands and people stand around in the heat
mm-hmm.
and you know, there's a beer garden off to one side or whatever. That we wanted to have that, like, that's right. what we wanted to have, but when we started putting it together, none of us knew how to do that, and there wasn't mm-hmm. any infrastructure really to help figure that out, right? There wasn't. At the time, the Downtown Fresno Partnership didn't really exist. There was a Downtown Association. But, you know, the city, I don't think, was in a position to really be of much help. And there was a lot of bureaucracy and things that were standing in the way. And so for us looking to put together this festival, it seemed just like way more work than we were willing to do at the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to City Hall and sit around and try to figure out how to get the proper permits to shut down a street and have a beer garden if I'm not going to get paid for it at the end, right?
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
This is Fuse Fest is a nonprofit.
Right.
We didn't mention
Creative Fresno.
It's
a project of Creative Fresno.
It's a child of Creative Fresno. And Creative Fresno, nonprofit. Fuse Fest, nonprofit.
Right.
Everybody that works on the the festival.
Volunteers.
We are just volunteers. We get nothing from it other than just that happiness on that.
Yeah.
Once we're at Tokyo Garden, check us at Tokyo Garden.
Before
at the end
that
of this festival. We might be a little tense before that, but
so, you know, that's always been so the idea has always been that you do what you can, and the first year it really the way that it panned out was like, we want to have a music festival. I know a bunch of bands. I know at least a couple of spots downtown that book bands normally. What would happen if we just said, hey, can we book your spot for the night? We'll pair them up, and for one ticket price, you can get into all three places, and you could just see bands all night. And that's what it was, and that's how it's grown every year. That's sort of been the idea. And it hasn't really changed. Now that, and at the end of that whole thing, you know, whatever we made, we paid our cost to make sure that, you know, we weren't running in the, you know, that we weren't owing anybody money. We paid our cost, and then everything else went out to the bands.
Yep.
And that's how it's been too. And that's a difficult thing because, I just talked to the guy who. Manages or helps produce for Sean, and you know, Sean played the first year of Fuse, and he probably won't ever play Fuse again.
Yeah,
and it makes sense for him not to do that because why would he split, you know, the money that he's gonna make with 20 other bands that nobody comparatively, right. Nobody's heard of
the money you would make off of Fuse Fest is just not it's not registered. It just
and
would be
and so what he said well he would rather do something like a Catacomb where you give him a flat fee he'll lower the fee some
I'm sure that he can play the hometown discount
so that he can do this but and that makes complete sense for him. For him to do that. So we're at a disadvantage in some ways because we're not going to be able to get these kind of bands that would be a big draw. But that's also not sort of the point.
Right.
Yeah.
It never has been. And I think as long as we're doing it, never will be.
Yeah.
And
which means no one may ever, we probably won't get the kind of crowds that we would.
Yeah,
otherwise
we're not going to get this giant crowd.
That's okay.
We're comfortable with that.
Yeah,
and
that's not saying you shouldn't come out.
Don't come out. Don't make it a giant crowd. We keep it small. Damn it. No, but yeah, and the bands, and I really like that. It's really a reflection. It is not a complete 100% accurate description of what has happened in the past year in Fresno's music scene. Because it's just impossible to do that. But it is a reflection of what has happened in the past year, who's been toiling away at Audie's and at Strummers and at Fulton 55 and bands that have just been playing, that 8 o'clock opening set for some touring band. And we're trying to give them something like, this is what you can latch on to. This is your hometown festival. And it's like, there's also been like the music geek. Like, I've always been a band geek, music geek for local music. And this is what it's for. This is like for that person that goes to Audie's on a Wednesday night to see a random show.
Right.
If we don't get that person to come to Fuse Fest, then that's where something.
Yeah,
maybe we need to change, but just having everybody on equal footing, whether it's the band that's from CYC, just plays CYC, you don't see them play anything else but CYC, and then they're playing our festival. It's just that's one that warms my musical heart.
No, and I mean, I think it is there are some things that I think are great about the festival, and it's hard to even really for me to talk about because it's like I just do it, I don't really give it all that much thought throughout the year in terms of what we're doing, and but then every year the lineup comes out and I look at it and I go, well, shit, man, this is really This is a good, like, this is a good line. There are a lot of good bands playing this thing. So, super excited and, yeah, ready for this to happen. So maybe we talk a little bit about what's happening this year.
Yeah. As we keep talking, we'll be hearing some bands
and things.
Some examples of some of the bands are playing. And we talk about the stages.
So let's maybe just start the information everyone should know.
September
26th and 27th. So on the 26th, it's going to be at Fulton 55, and we'll have our typical kind of thing that we do, which is the stage downstairs, stage upstairs. Mm-hmm. And then on the 27th, we're going to have we're going to be mostly at Tioga Sequoia. They have their beer garden that has been opened, and they have been generous enough to let us go there and set up a couple of stages there. So we'll have two stages there. And then we'll also be at Peeves. And then at the end of the night.
Happening at the same time, pretty much.
They'll run consecutively. Yeah. And then, consecutively? concurrently.
Concurrently.
Thank you.
A professional journalist.
Well, and then at the end of the night, obviously, is the Tokyo Garden after party. And that's where everyone should kind of end up. And
It's fun. Last year, Tokyo, they ran out of beer. They had Bud Light left.
They had Bud Light left. I go to the bar, and then I'm like, I'll have a tall, whatever, Asahi or Sapporo. No. I'm like, no. What do you have? But I'm like, okay.
That's not really beer, though.
You know?
I'll just have water.
Yeah. So, which is awesome, you know. That's the kind of thing that we want to see. So,
yeah, man.
Let's go ahead and start with, like, both of us are going to do our picks for the festival. So maybe you start with your picks or a couple of them, and then I'll go with mine.
Yeah, I mean, all of these, everybody, and I mean, this is not lip service. All I want to see everybody.
Oh.
But
because there's a couple of bands,
I'm
just kidding.
But
so five. Just let's some say things you gotta just pick five.
Some things that jump out at me.
Okay,
I have not seen Blue Crown.
Okay.
Before I've seen Let's Go Bowling.
Right. Yeah.
Now Blue Crown is kind of members of Let's Go Bowling.
There are members of Let's Go Bowling.
It's kind of it's its own. Blue Crown's their own band.
A little, but there's rocking kind of. Yeah.
So I'm excited about them. But the Suppressors, I haven't seen them in a long time.
Yes.
Suppressors have been they've been touring. Suppressors is
back.
They're back. Yeah. Suppressors is one that I've been trying to get for a few years, and they're always just something has always happened.
Yeah.
And this year, it just fell. I looked at the Suppressors; they're touring the West Coast.
Okay, okay.
And they're coming back just in time for Fuse Fest.
Okay,
I'm like, oh, there's a window. Maybe they agreed to do it this year.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about
it. Now, does that count for two Blue Crown and Suppressors?
I'm trying to.
Or is that just one? No, that's
one.
Two. That's two. That's
but they're
two.
Like playing 11 o'clock and then 12 o'clock.
And then 12 o'clock at Fulton 55.
At Fulton 55.
You can stay out that late, by the way, also.
Right.
Okay.
Rogue. I have not seen Rogues.
Okay.
Live yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
So that's three. So that's pretty much.
Yeah,
right there, all at Fulton
55. That is, yeah. This year, years past, we've had a stage over at Ironbird.
Yeah,
to kind of mix with those two stages in Fulton 55, and then we had one year we had it down at the Lamppost too.
Yeah,
but this year that's just not available to us. So we're like, hey, let's just keep it at Fulton 55.
Okay.
Let's see.
So three. So you got two more.
All right. Oh man.
And you got a decide. Full day. You got
full day
all of Saturday. You got
just
two
full
bands.
Full last day.
Saturday. All right, while you're thinking about that, let's play a track from Rogues, let's say.
Calluses aren't there. dance. You know I never do.
Now, we didn't play the full track, but whatever. You get the point.
We're playing clips.
You can see what's happening.
We're playing clips. If you've heard these Fuse Fest specials before, you know.
Okay.
You know how it rolls here.
So you got two more.
You know, Lazier, I've seen them. I've seen them. I've just stood right in front of them and seen their show, and I think they're amazing.
All
right. I'm excited to see people see them.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
That's one of the, there's a lot of times this will happen where they're like, I know how good this band is.
Right.
I don't think the rest of Fresno understands it.
Okay.
I want to see that happen. And, like last year, Sparkle Jet is probably my all-time favorite Fresno band.
Whoa!
One of the most underrated Fresno bands in history.
Yeah.
Why aren't they playing?
I'm just kidding.
I want them, but I felt like it was like too much of mic service to be having them play again. But like last year, I was watching their set at Full 55, and like there was a couple dudes that people I've not seen.
Yeah.
Ever out on the music scene before, just like a couple of random Fresno guys, and they're just like, "What? Like, I can't believe these guys. These guys are from Fresno. These guys are so good.
These guys are for real."
And I was like, "Yeah, man, they're from Fresno." Like that, just that's what makes all the work for Fuse Fest. Like right there is like, "Oh, I just got paid."
Right.
That's we don't get paid. That's our payment when that happens. So I think that's gonna happen with Lazy or some people at Tauga are gonna be like. Because they throw down. They're just a solid ass rock band. I don't want to see you cry. I don't want to feel empty inside. Leave me, you get out. Just get up, take my hand.
One more.
Oh, damn it.
Got to make it count.
Son of a bitch. It'll grow back? No.
Nope. I love how we're like, no.
No.
That's my band, for anyone who doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
If, for no, anyone who wasn't
know.
Listening,
we
that's,
all know,
that's the band that I'm in. Play another track if you need some time to.
How about to help me decide? Maybe something from Style Like Revelators. I want to hear that.
Okay.
It's influencing me. I haven't seen Midwest Moms.
Okay.
I hear buzz about them.
Yeah.
And Tokyo seems like the right spot to see them.
Yeah, I think that. So they're at 11 p.m. Saturday at Tokyo Garden.
Just some like
okay
into the corner. If you ask me 10 more minutes, I would probably give you 5 different all right bands, and all equal footing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead now.
Josh, give me like 5.
So number one, Richfield, Fulton 55, playing 9 o'clock. These guys, this to me felt like the band last year that everyone was just like, oh my god, I can't believe that mm-hmm. this band is so ridiculous, awesome. They played they the preview show, and people just were like, I can't believe that this band even exists in town. Even though they had been playing for a while, I think, mm-hmm. and the singer has been around for a long time, mm-hmm. or the front man there. So definitely think that's a great band to see. There's a band called The Hurry. They're playing at 10:30 upstairs on the upstairs stage at Fulton 55. What I like about this band is they're a fairly new band. The one of the members has played the Fuse before as a solo act, but this is like a new band. And there's something to me about like a brand new band, like that's really super exciting. You know, to right. see someone that like this is like. They're in their infancy, and they're just sort of like there's some sort of excitement I get yeah. out of that. The we band like that like I've dice. Never seen before, a band that like you know. So to me, I think, and who knows, good, bad, whatever. But I'm sort of excited about.
There's
that.
There's always a couple that we like to wedge in there yeah. that are just dice rolls. Yeah. We like don't know what's going to happen, and that is like you're saying, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah,
like we're not sure what these guys are going to do, and. I want to see it.
So that's Friday, Saturday, 10 p.m., Tioga, Aesop. I definitely want to see Aesop.
Oh, Aesop.
I mean, this guy, and mostly because I don't think that
he's a pro.
I've really seen him before. I saw him maybe a few seconds last year at Fuse, but mm-hmm. I haven't really seen him before. And so I know that he's been doing some you know big kind of shows. He played this festival not too long ago. Down in the LA area, I think. So, I mean, yeah, I think he's been doing a lot, and I really like to see him.
They all dead, never loving they life. Fucking off the kids, never loving they wife. Hoarding up the cash while they rolling they dice. What's wrong with they life when they writing these songs? Now the doctor for lows and the doctor for the strong. Putting they name on big T's, can't believe that they go. Seven and never man, whatever, what's taking so long? Foolish loving they lies, no more loving inside. They eyes leave them closed, lost in a dream, achieving dope. Can't believe it in they soul and stopping all the growth. Forgetting all the drama, mama don't love you no more.
Department store.
Was that, so this is your third?
This would be number 3, yeah.
All right, Department Store.
Department Store. This is one of those bands. So Blake
it's another
Jones.
Another one we're like
Blake
what's going to happen.
Blake Jones from Blake Jones and the Track Shop.
Yep.
Helps us put on this festival. Yep. He has helped
one
since
of the organizers.
Year 1, I believe.
Right. He is one of the co-founders.
And really a guy who just, like, if you he has done probably more for the local music scene than almost anyone in my estimation, just yeah. by being around and being just the sort of the guy he is. His daughter, Chelsea, is mm-hmm. in a band called Department Store.
Yeah.
Blake says, hey, you know, if I could have a vote in who gets to play, there it is. And, you know, I think she, knowing Blake and sort of knowing her, I think she has this cool little punk rock sensibility about her.
Yeah.
That makes, that I think will be cool. So that's.
Yeah, that's, and when Blake was like, hey, Department Store, my daughter's band. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh man, what is, you know, what if it's not good? What
right.
It's like, you know, and then I was just so like, so relieved and pleasantly surprised when I went to their Bandcamp page and I was like, oh my God, this is
okay.
Good stuff.
Can we play something? Is that possible?
I think it is.
Right. Sorry, Blake. We never doubted you.
I never doubted Blake. No, I'm just saying. I know Blake has a good sensibility.
Right.
But it's when it's your can.
Right. I understand.
It's like, understand. You know, you're going to have rose-colored glasses, but this instance
right.
didn't matter. Just Department Stores.
So, number three. Number four, The River Wild. The River Wild.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is a band, I haven't seen them. They've been playing around quite a bit. They played at Cup of Joe and some other places. I know part of the band is in one of these hardcore bands that plays down in CYC all the time.
Right.
One of the dudes plays guitar in this weird, like, folkish band. So, you know, I think that they're... I don't know. Again, they're a young band, fairly new, maybe within the last couple of years. So that's kind of exciting. So.
Wake up, your soul is at the door. The road is calling you to come home. Go on, even if you fall. Brush the dust away and keep running home. And I will claim what is my own. I'm going where I belong.
It's real hard. Mm-hmm. This is a fast.
Make one decision, Josh. One band. You're going to piss off about 25 other bands.
It'll go back.
No.
Yeah, I can't say myself. I'm not excited to see myself. I'm excited to play. I think that we're working to put together some new songs that we're going to produce. That we're going to, like, kind of debut at the show.
Yes. I like that you get that, like, Fuse Fest is a special show.
Yeah.
We're doing some special stuff for Fuse Fest.
We have a cover track, a cover song. It's supposed to all be original music, I know. But we have a song that we're bringing out. We cover.
Does not all be. You have to be a band right. that plays original music.
So, you know, I think it's going to be, I don't know, I'm excited to play. Whether anyone else cares or not, who knows? So, there it is. There's my five.
Boom. Five. Picks.
What else? What else?
There's so many. That's it. There's just, yeah. That's all we're going to talk about.
We'll see you guys at just, the Pew Space.
Fulton 55. Just be there from 8 to midnight, and you're just constant music.
Yeah.
And this is one of the little aspects I love about the festival is you're getting a taste.
Right.
Of what Fresno's music scene is, a taste of it. You're not getting the full pie. You're getting a taste of it, and you get to constantly see music. You don't have to. Normally, when you go to a show, there's a band, then there's a half hour of
other crap.
Testing the drum.
Right.
Like,
then there's a band that's kind of crappy, and you go outside and smoke.
There's a half hour of the guitar player saying, turn up my monitors. Yeah. And then there's another band, it was cool, but you were giving you a unique experience one time where you can have constantly have music going
back and forth,
and you know,
yeah, because one band starts in the hour, little bit next off band about
when you're at Peeves or at Toku. If you're just going to camp there, it's a little bit more of a traditional thing.
Experience,
but at Tioga or at Foam 55. It's not, there's
you're going to be bouncing back between
stages. Knock on
stages,
wood, as long as everything, the production goes properly.
As it should,
As it should, you're going to have, you know, 1 minute in between bands playing.
Yeah.
And that's, I just love that.
I think, let's take a time right now to talk about something I think is important, and it's this idea of community that we've been able to create over the last 7 years. And by that, I mean sponsorship. because there really have been a lot of, you know, obviously doing something like this takes a certain amount of money. And you can't do it on your own. I mean, I guess we could each fork over a couple of $100 or something and try to make it work. But you can't really do it. So
we've done that before.
And the first few years, that's kind of how it happened. And now, luckily, we've been able to get some great sponsors on board. So we have
Alpha Graphics,
who has been our print sponsor for the last 2 years, and they've been really awesome.
CMAC
has been a sponsor, and they've done a preview show for us. They did one last year. They're doing one again this year. Mm-hmm. This year we also have the Downtown, and we did last year, I guess, too, but Downtown Fresno Partnership, and who, you know, I think understands what we're trying to do and how an event like this can kind of help Downtown revitalize a bit.
You know, we've been being in the Downtown Drum for 7 years.
So. Oh yeah. Yeah. There are others, and you can obviously go to fusefest.com if you want to see
Casual
them
Glitz,
Fresh Yes.
The Blaze.
Oh yeah, and the Blaze is gonna step up, it looks like, and help us out with some stuff. So really cool, very excited for this festival. That's all I can say.
I'm just so cool and excited. Now, what? There's some of the bands playing. This is kind of a thing that's in the music scene now, or just all the other scenes. Your Hero is a Villain just finished an Indiegogo.
Oh, okay.
Me one. And then the Suppressors have a Kickstarter going right now. So check out the Suppressors Kickstarter and go support them.
Yeah.
So that's now a thing. It is a fundraising Kickstarters, Indiegogos. Are you okay with that? Bands doing that? Because hasn't done one.
We haven't done that. We're too cool for that.
We did. Fusefest used Kickstarter.
Fusefest did use Kickstarter the first.
I think it was year two and three.
Year two and three, or three and four.
Yeah, three and four.
And you know, I think it's a great idea. Not so much maybe for Fuse, but for bands, I mean, it's a great idea because you're connecting directly with your fans, and you know, asking them to kind of put their money where their mouth is and support. I think it's great. I really don't see anything wrong with it. I know that there are some people who really are very good at it. There's a singer from down in L.A., Marina V. Anyway, she's down in L.A. She's played here a lot.
I was going to say, like, yeah. She seems like a local. She feels like a local.
She's played
act.
Here a lot over she the years. She's a Russian. But everything that she has done in her entire career has been crowdfunded. And that's like all of her albums, but also like any time that she's toured, that's how it worked, you know? Someone mm-hmm. from Detroit, you know, says, hey, when are you going to play out here? And she sends them back, you know, an email, and she says, well, this is what it would take for us to get out there. We'd love to come. And, you know, they put it together, and that's how it works, you know? And I don't think she's ever used like, you know, Kickstarter or, you know, Indiegogo or whatever, but essentially that's how mm-hmm. she's funded her whole career. And I think it's great. I mean, you get away from having to deal at all with a record label, having to deal at all with, like, you know, and you could just make your art on your own mm-hmm. level. I think that's awesome.
I think the best thing is you're, as a fan of whatever it is you're backing, you're getting something, and you're getting something you wanted anyway,
right,
probably,
yeah.
And you're helping somebody you love, something right. you like,
right?
And you know what's bad about that? When you're choosing something legitimate, like if you're choosing some BS thing, you're like, I need a new television
right,
set.
Right.
Well, like, come on. But if you're
some
doing,
dude making potato salad,
yeah. I need to make a potato salad. Right. It's funny, but still, like, right. why would I give you money to get a new oven range. So, right. I mean, but so, you know, Dishbash can find a way to make it stupid.
Hey, right.
But when you're doing it for legitimate reasons, like, here, you get a t-shirt, you can give us $20 and you get our t-shirt right. and you help us make this album.
Right.
That's awesome.
Especially when, yeah, you would maybe buy a t-shirt anyway.
Yeah.
So,
for probably $15. Like, sometimes I see that as a reward, like the $20 reward will be a t-shirt and this, and I'm thinking, you're probably making like $2 right. off of that whole deal.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Like that's, yeah. You're giving too much for that reward.
Well, is there, where are we at here
well,
with this whole thing? I mean, people know, we've gone through the bands. There's a full schedule up at fusefest.com.
Fusefest.com has the full schedule.
Has all the bands
that is
and
like
the schedule.
And you'll have a little, when you get to the festival, you'll have a little pamphlet. You'll
okay.
have the booklet.
I'll have a booklet.
And you can just hold on to that and just figure out where you want to go.
All right.
And or just do it pre-planning, much like the Rogue Festival.
Yeah,
they're you know, we borrowed
yeah.
some ideas from the
Liberally.
Rogue Festival.
Yeah.
Yes, so roguefest.com, I think roguefest.com.
Yeah.
You know,
and they're also getting ready for the
yeah,
next big thing. So
theirs is coming, not too far off, yeah. like March or something.
Yeah, it's in March, but all the stuff happens around October.
Right. So yeah, the whole
whatever.
Rogue Festival
yeah.
idea is like, you know, you have this booklet, and you're like, oh, you figure out where you want to go,
right.
and there's events happening at the same time, and you bounce it back and forth, and that's kind of the idea of Fuse Fest. There's bands happening
everywhere.
There's at some points on Saturday, there's a couple times where there's going to be three bands playing
right.
at one time.
It's
you're going to have
too much.
Three 10 o'clock bands playing.
Whoa. Okay.
And
we're not playing it.
You're not doing it. You're the only band playing at 9:30.
Yes.
Look at
so
you.
So we better have.
Look at you.
Now, did someone do that on purpose?
No.
Here's something we can talk about. Because I know it's out there.
Bring it.
We got haters.
Haters.
The festival
be hating,
has,
yo.
The festival has some haters. Which to me means that we're doing, you know, something.
In the blogosphere, if you didn't have a hater, if you didn't have a troll,
right.
then you weren't doing something right.
Yeah.
You got to have a troll.
So there, you know, and I'm not going to, and I won't name names because, look, I understand it completely. As a guy who's in a band, that I want to be on every show. Like, there are shows all the time, concerts that I, why are... fuck am I not on that bill? So I understand it completely.
Oh, yeah. Like, all I can say is if we try the very best we can with what the pool of musicians in Fresno schedule is, to what our schedule is, to what bands we already have, the mix of bands we already have, to what the venues we have, to everything. We have to try and blend it, the show, the festival properly. Right. We try not to be too heavy on one genre, too light on one genre.
And you know, in the end, and it's sad, but this, it's a curated festival. We have a list of bands that we try to go after, and that's just what happens. Mm-hmm. And some people are going to be upset by that. And again, I understand.
Right.
So,
and you know, it's just
I get a kick out of it. Mostly.
We use bands we've used before because we're comfortable with them, and they know the score, they know how the process works. And we use bands we've never used before because we want to have a new blood in the festival too. And it's not a definitive, there isn't a 1+1=2 mathematical equation to get into the festival there or anything. It's just, there's just like about 10 different things that happen.
I would for those who are interested, fusefest.com, and just keep sending messages. Yep. Be persistent.
Yep. That doesn't always, and then that, even that doesn't mean that you're in. It's just.
And then after that, then start hating.
Yeah, then be hating.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, we're doing this in our spare time.
Right. Well, that's
and the end. We're not perfect.
Yeah.
And we try.
The end, that's a perfect ending to the pod. We're not perfect. But I really am looking forward to it, and I hope everyone else, I have a feeling we'll get the crowds that we've gotten in years past.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can build it up a little bit.
We got billboards this year, man.
Yeah. We do. We have billboards. If you haven't
First
seen
time
if you've
ever.
Been driving around Fresno and you have not seen it, I don't even know where
there's
one.
I know there's one at Shawn Golden State.
There's
a few on the east side of town.
Okay.
Like east of 41.
There you go.
And there's another one kind of near 99. And like an olive-ish.
Doesn't help anyone.
Well, Sean, just look it up.
Anyway, we have billboards.
We have billboards. Seven.
If you're driving around town, you might see it. And we'll see if it helps us out.
Yeah, we'll see. We're testing it out.
It makes me feel legit.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
It's legit, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah. No, I think that's it. I mean, I think we've really talked about as much about the festival as we can.
It's just going to be a good couple days.
I hope so.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Everyone just come enjoy it with us. Because that's the whole point, is a celebration of Fresno's music scene, past and present.
Past, present, future.
Past, present, and future.
Because here's what's going to happen.
There is a hit on all those.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be walking around, you as in whoever is listening right now, and you're going to be like, yeah, I play music. Then you're going to see some band, and you're going to be like, oh, yeah, those dudes are okay. I play music made better. Then you're going to start a band. Boom. Next year, you're going to be playing Fuse.
Man, before you know it, you're on the Fuse
Fest. I don't know if that's really going to happen, but, you know, that's the idea.
It's just...
That is the idea. And every year, this is what I've been in the past few years, taken by, is that sort of camaraderie that happens when you get all of these 30 bands hanging out at the same time in the same night, and their fans and everyone. And it's just really, it really does show you the type of local music scene that we have. And it's very strong. It's I think, pretty vibrant. So,
yeah.
Let's do one more song.
It always is. Like a little, another thing why Fuse Fest is there to showcase. Hey, Fresno has an awesome music scene.
Right, sure.
And this is what you can expect going on a random weekend night out to Audie's or Fulton 55 or Strummer's.
Which
or
you should do.
You should be doing anyway. And you can expect this.
We don't need to plug anything.
Nah.
Because that's what this is all about.
Not a normal Flowing of Famous. This is a
Fuse
Special 2014. Can it go back right like a theme song for
I guess
it?
So. For the Fuse Fest?
Yeah, come on. Man. Fuse Fest. You got hurry up. Write
Fuse,
a song.
See,
Fuse Fest
I'm thinking
song.
About it right now. I'm like,
I'm writing a Fuse Fest song. And it's in my head. Local music downtown.
You should start, and it'll go back government.
It'll go back tribute band.
I love it. All right, well, thank you.
Next, on the Thursday, so, tribute band night.
For those who enjoy listening to our podcast and were expecting some Fulton Mall talk or whatever, we
Where's
apologize.
The Fulton Mall talk? Hey, Peeves is on Fulton Mall.
Peeves is on the Fulton Mall. Yeah.
Go to Peeves.
We apologize.
You can walk the Fulton Mall to between Tioga and Peeves this year.
You can walk the Fulton
walk
Mall.
Walk the Fulton Mall.
To Peeves and then walk the Fulton Corridor all the way down to Tokyo Garden.
Yeah. It's all Fulton.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Fulton 55.
Right. Fulton 55.
Tioga Sequoia Beer Which Garden is at the end of Fulton.
Is on the end of Fulton, yeah.
Is off of Fulton.
The mall, yeah.
Peeves is on Fulton. And Tokyo
Dang.
Is on Fulton.
We just it discovered is a
Fulton
that.
Fest. It's like the Fulton Fest.
Maybe Fuse, Fulton, or
Fulton
no.
Underground Scene Estimate.
We'll think about that. Anyway, in the meantime, if you want to hear more of our podcast, we are on Stitcher and iTunes. You
subscribe.
Can subscribe. Leave us good reviews.
Yeah.
Or bad reviews, whatever.
Just five-star it.
Five-star it, and then tell us how
yeah,
crappy
and then
we
hate on us. But just that one little favor of five-starring it.
And also the Dorktown Network of podcasts, including Dorktown and the Perfect Pourer, Craft Beer Podcast, and Get Off This Podcast.
Get Off My Podcast.
Am I doing it right? Almost. I feel like I'm not doing it right. Is a
Harrison Ford
Harrison
podcast.
Ford podcast.
You know.
Yeah. So that's all there is for us,
Yay.
I think. I'm hoping.
Come find us at FuseFest.
FuseFest.com.
FuseFest.com.
And September 26th, 27th, there. Put it on your
you
calendar.
You know where to find us then.
Yeah.
Be there.
Search out Mike.
No, don't. Don't punch me. Nobody punch me.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
That's so
we'll
pretty.
See you next time. 4, 3, 2, 3.